We're seeing double. We got these fabulous sets of twins out here, and our guest, Marilyn Hoyt from the Hall of Science in New York City. What kind of exhibit do you guys have coming up?
Well, right now we have an exhibit through May 6th on genome.
What is genome?
Well, our genes are essentially the organizer of all the instructions of every cell. And that sounds harder than it is. The cool thing about the genome exhibition is it's both fun and learning. And the reason we have these twins is A, to note that Mayor Bloomberg has made today, February 20th.
Oh, 20th. Okay, I got it. So this is an official twin day here in New York City, right?
And B, these all people all have exactly the same genes. They have the same genome. Now, all of us, when we go to a museum, are used to paying for one ticket for one person.
Mm-hmm.
But during the genome exhibition, we'll be paying one ticket for one genome. So these pairs of twins all come in for one ticket.
I love it. Great. And there's lots of great things, because we have some little ones here.
Yes.
Lots of great parts of this exhibit for kids as well, right?
Yes, for all ages.
All right. That's fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us, Marilyn. It's a lot of fun. Thanks, twins. You guys look great. For more insight on twins, which are becoming so popular now, we go back inside to Harry. Hey, Harry.
All right. Thanks very much, Hannah. Believe it or not, identical twins are only a little more alike than the rest of us. That's because all human beings are 99.9% the same, that is, genetically. Thomas Turi, Director of Genetics Technology for Pfizer, is here to explain a little bit more. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how much the same are you and I?
You and I and everyone else are 99.9% identical.
Right. And the twins that we were looking at, especially the guys with the funny hats on, how identical, how much the same are they?
Well, it depends on whether they're maternal twins or fraternal twins. Maternal twins are 100% identical.
These guys,
100% identical. That's because after the egg has been fertilized, it splits and divides. So
right.
They actually share the same genetic material for very early stages.
As a researcher, what kind of information does that tell you? How is that helpful to you?
So twin studies are actually very helpful in terms of trying to help identify and localize genes that cause disease.
Right.
Many diseases, if not all diseases, have a genetic component.
Right.
And some diseases have a genetic component as well as an environmental component.
So we were looking at these pictures of twins. We heard so much a couple of years about mapping the genome and everything like that. Do we know that much more now than, say, we did 5 years ago?
Well, now we have the entire genome sequenced.
Okay.